Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see you in the place of worship. You are at the right time, in the right place with?
The right people.
Amen. Amen. I'm so happy to see you and worship God with you this morning. We have a few announcements. Please read your bulletin with you. There was some information about mission team and some other information, the Bible study. Oh, it's on the screen. We have a Bible study. Last week I said, yes. We have very nice morning session, but now we have evening session as well. 4 sessions left. It's not too late. You join us. It's coming Wednesday. You can join us either morning 9:30 or evening 6 p.m. And okay, from 2 weeks ago, I'm talking about attendance pad. You can write down your name, and if you have some requests, please write on here, and I'm going to read it Monday morning or Tuesday morning, and if you need me, just write it down, and I will get back to you. And some people use their creativity. I got a lot of a heart, and smile, and flower drawing on this pad. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Okay, and Holy Week is coming. We will have, as you know, Monday, Thursday service and Good Friday service. Both will be happening at 7 p.m. So mark on your calendar. We will have the service in our church. And let's see. And there is one more announcement, not from me, from Nancy. Nancy will lead us in our worship today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There will be an announcement coming in April Chimes, and I wanted to let you in on it because you're here today. Game Storming is coming for the youth of our church, second grade through senior in high school, for the first time of meeting, and it's going to be on April 3rd following the second service, so following 10 o'clock service. There'll be food and games. Parents need to leave and the kids need to stay. And not for the whole day, but enough time for you to go have some lunch. So have your kids, youth, join Melissa and some of the other adults for Game Storming on April 3rd. Thank you.
Let's gather our mind and worship God. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I guess I should have stayed up here. Will you please join me for the call to worship? And this is a responsive reading. Lead us in the way of truth, O God.
Show us your holy pathways.
Your way is steadfast love and faithfulness.
Teach us to follow where you lead.
We trust in your way, O Lord.
To you we lift up our souls.
Please remain standing for our opening hymn, Trust and Obey.
Thank you.
Please be seated. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. During the week, we have a few people who have birthday. Happy birthday, Mary. Today, it is her birthday. Happy birthday. And we also have Dakota Hayes and Roberta. Yes. Yeah. Happy birthday. And Colton Duncan as well. When you see them, please say happy birthday. When you don't see them, you can make a phone call or write a cold. I mean card. I was almost to say card. Credit card or some other stuff, but card. Happy birthday card. We have a couple of prayers. I mean people need our prayers. I mentioned about Don Watkins for 2 weeks. He had a surgery during the week. It was a big surgery. It went for 10 hours because of his, it was inside of his mouth. He's not able to speak at this moment, but surgery went well. He needs our prayers. Don and his wife, Sina, needs our prayers. So please remember them. And Brent, Julian shared that when Brent is tested positive, it's mild case, but still, he needs our prayers. And a few people in his house, what is called that again, Julian?
Absolutely.
Yes. So people in his community, so please remember them in your prayers. I feel like it's almost gone. We are almost done with COVID, but it is still. Personally, I didn't have anyone positive for the past 2 years in my family circle, genealogical family, but during the week, my mother tested positive, my brother-in-law, his wife, his son, and my brother's mother-in-law, just 1 day apart, 5 people, 3 separate locations, oh boy, thank God. They had fever, but it was mild, and this morning my brother-in-law sent me a text. 4 hours left for the quarantine. That's my joy as well. But still, please remember the people with their struggle, and remember our healthcare workers and frontline workers as well. And please continue to have people in Ukraine and Russia. Thousands of people, their lives are torn down. Cannot imagine what it would be. So please remember that. And there are many ways to help them. So if you want to help them with your donation, you can write a check and write down UMCOR or Ukraine. And 100% will go directly to the people over there. And there will be, our conference will have a virtual prayer during the week, Wednesday. The information is on our Facebook, so you can find it. You can join the virtual prayers for Ukraine. So please remember that. Okay, now let's talk to God. Oh, one joy. Judy shared that joy. Spring. Is here. When she mentioned that, who is Spring? Who is Spring? Miss Spring or Mr. Spring? So do we need to prepare a welcoming loaf of bread? Or spring is here. Warm weather is here. So. And now let's turn to God and pray. Gracious God, we come close to you and humbly bow before you, waiting to be filled with your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Yet we find our minds and souls are busy with so many things around us. We are occupied with many worries. We are worried about our children. We are worried about our families. We are worried about our finance. We are worried about how well we might do our responsibility. And we are worried about our health. There are so many. Fear, terror, and violence in our world. In this season, Lord, we need you. Help us not dwell with all the troubles and see the dark moments, but wait for your presence. Wait, help us wait for your hand. Help us to wait for your healing and restoration. Help us empty us, ourselves, of those worries, that we may be filled with a sense of your presence. May we be filled with the touch of your spirit. May we be filled with your new energy. May we be filled with your power. And we may be filled with trust and faith. As we worship you, Lord, empower us. Enable us to bring love to the people around us and impact your word for Jesus. Today we have heard and shared our sisters and brothers' names who need you. You know their names. You know their struggles. You know their needs. God, touch their lives and give them strength. Be with them and let them feel you so that they may see the light in their darkness and find a way to get through. Remember each one of those names we named, spoken and unspoken. And use us for your glory. Make us the hands and voice of yours. Lord, we need you. Every day we need you. Be with us. And help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus loves you, this I know, as we bless our children, and I invite children come forward. Let's sing. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong,
they are with the dearest song.
Yes, Jesus loves you. Boys and girls, okay, I'm not sure about that, but anyway, how are you?
Good.
Is that all? How was it? I mean, did you have any fun or joy and something exciting during the week? Oh, they are not going to tell me. Today, I want to talk about some animation or film. Oh, I see you smile. So, you like movie? Animation? Well, what is your favorite one? A lot of them, name one or two.
Lion King.
Lion King! I like that. Oh, okay. How about you, sir?
Dinosaurs!
I like that. How about, Frozen? No. I got the wrong one. How about Lego movie? No. I got another wrong one. How about Lord of the Ring? I got the three wrong ones. Okay, then who is your favorite character in the film? Okay. Yeah, probably I'm having a really tough day today. in Frozen film there is Elsa, right? Yeah, I mean, Halloween day, you see so many of Elsa's costume. And how about Superman? You know I like that guy, right? I have my cape. And Batman. So in every film, movies, there is a main figure, main character. Ooh, I want to be like that guy. That is so cool. But there are so many others. Some of them we don't remember, but they are not the main figure, but we remember that. And if I say,
I'm your father. Do you know who this guy is?
Yeah.
How about you? Darth Vader, he's not the main figure, but everybody knows him, right? And how about this? Oh, did you hear that? He said, oh! Baby Yoda! I like it. Oh, yeah. I have it in my office. Baby Yoda. He's not the main character, but everybody knows it, right? What movie is that? Oh, yeah. Star Wars. Yeah, so many of them. Series. So here is the one that I want to say. In the Bible, we have more than a thousand people. Who is your favorite star in the Bible? Favorite person? Please say Jesus. Yes! the main figure in the Bible. I love him, we love him, everybody loves him, right? And there are so many main figures in the Bible. Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, and in all the Testaments, Abraham, Moses, David, so many of them, but there are so many supporting characters, not the main figures in the film. Yes, he's not. So many of them. But you know what? I believe we may not remember their names, but God knows them, each one of them. And God cares for them, each one of them. And maybe they are not the main figures in the Bible or in the film. God loves each one of them the same way. God says, I love you. You matter to me. I know your name. You are precious. And each one of you are main figure in the film you are making in your lives. I don't know what you are going to do for a living in 10 years or 20 years, but remember that you are the main figure, main person in your life, and God knows your name, God loves you, and God will need you. Amen? All right. By the way, you will have a lot of supporting actors in your lives. Maybe sometimes you will have this guy, I'm your father. I hope you don't have this guy. But all the people, they are so precious, God's children. And God wants us to, express our love to them as well. So here's the way we may practice. So you have more than three, and on the way back, you will share. Have more than three. Yeah, so many tickets. Red, pink, white. All right. Let's sing together Jesus Walked This Lonesome Valley, verses 1 and 2.
Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 14 through 16. And it's about Judas agreeing to betray Jesus. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment on, he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
During the Lenten season, we have a sermon series on people around the cross. I try to match it with our Bible study, We are doing a Bible study with a book named The People at the Cross. But I just wanted to extend, have more people in. So try to find people whom we may not find in the book. So today, we are going to talk about Judas Iscariot. Last week, we talked about Mary, mother of Jesus, and John. At the last moment, it was just before Jesus said, "It is finished." Just before, probably maybe a few minutes before he breathed the last. At that moment, what he did was not to give another commandment, another good word, but to make a community. He talked to Mary, mother, woman here she knows, new son. And he taught his beloved disciple, John, "Here is your mother." And he created a new community. That meant a lot to us. And today we are going to talk about Judas Iscariot. And I just want to remind you of one question that I gave you last week as we ponder with this sermon series. That is, why? Why did the gospel, why did the Bible write and include this story? What is it? What is it in the stories of those people that are meant to speak to our lives today? And what is God speaking to our heart? And we are going to find these characters around the cross, so that their story somehow speak to our heart. So when you watch a film, you find so many actors and actresses. So, what are your favorite movies, films? So many of them. And who is your favorite star? Who are they? Tom Hanks? Or Harrison Ford? Denzel Washington? Or how about Sandra Bullock? Jennifer Aniston? Or Anne Hathaway? She's my wife's favorite. There are so many great movie stars. But we know main figures in the film cannot make a story without other figures. There are so many great supporting actors and actresses. And how about Ian Holm in The Lord of the Rings? Oh yeah. How about Maggie Smith? How about Lawrence in The Matrix? How about Jonah Hill? How about Morgan Freeman? They are not the main figures in the films, but without them, the stories, I don't know. They are the key players. And I believe that is happening in the Bible as well. We find so many main figures in the Bible, and of course, Jesus. Jesus Christ is the main figure in the Bible. He is the player in the Bible, the beauty of the Bible, incarnation. And we also have Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, and in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we have Abraham, Moses, David, Solomon, and so many prophets. But besides the main figures in the Bible, there are so many supporting actors and actresses in the Bible, thousands of them. And I think Judas, he's one of them. We don't know much about him. We don't find any writing about him. He was not the leading disciple like Peter. He didn't write much like Apostle Paul. And we don't have any writing about him in detail. But we know him. And many scholars, they said, there is a little bit of Judas in each and every one of us. I have a little bit of Judas Iscariot in myself, and you have you Yours, India. Judas Iscariot. This interesting and intriguing figure who betrayed Jesus. So Judas, it was a popular name at the time of Jesus because the name Judas came from Judah, who was one of the 12 tribes, 12 sons of Israel. And we know Israel was divided into two kingdoms, northern and southern. Southern one was called Judah. It was popular. And the Bible says the Messiah, king, would come from the line of Judah. So King David, he was one of them. He comes from the line of the tribe Judah. So Judah was already a big name for the Israelites. But later, we know Israel was occupied so many times, for many centuries. Assyria, Babylon, Greek, and Roman. And there was a family, the Maccabi family. In 165 before Christ, the family raised an army to fight against the foreign power, Greek Empire. And among the family, they had a great warrior, general. His name was Judas Maccabi. He was a great hero among the Israel people, Jewish people. So many parents, they named their son after Judas, the general Judas, because they admired him so much. And it was like, I want my son to be like the general Judas, Judas Maccabi. And my son will be something. My son will drive out the Roman Empire. My son will be a hero and bring peace and justice. So lots of parents, they called their sons after Judas. So you find five different Judas in the book of Acts. And two of them were Jesus' disciples. Judas, the son of James. The second one, Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Because we have two Judas in the Gospel, he is named in detail Iscariot. Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Iscariot. Some people might say it is his last name, but probably not. Iscariot means memory. It means memory. So we have a couple of ideas about his name, Iscariot. It might be a local name. He might be from a town which is called Iscariot. So Iscariot from Iscariot. But more reasonably, Iscariot, with a similar pronunciation, scary, which means hyperzealot in the first century, who were determined. I mean, there was a group of people, they were called zealot. It was like rebel against the Roman Empire, who were determined to see the Roman Empire away from Israel. Iscariot. It also means a dagger man, sword man. So they always carry a dagger or a sword. And they carried them all the time, ready to kill Roman soldiers and authorities. They were terrorists from the perspective of the Roman Empire, but from the Jewish perspective, they were heroes. So it is possible Iscariot, he was something, I mean somehow, related to this group, beggar man. So we know Jesus had a lot of people, a number of people who were following him as he began his movement. Jesus went up to the mountain and prayed all night long, and he came down the mountain and he called 12 people to be his critical leaders for his movement. And he called Judas Iscariot, one of them, one of the 12 disciples. It might be a bad choice, but I think Jesus knew him. Jesus knew what was in his heart, his capability, when he called him. Judas Iscariot, he left everything behind to follow Jesus. He left his career, he left his family, he left his house, and he left his group of people. He invested all he had for the group, but he left the group to follow Jesus. And he followed Jesus for 3 years. Some people said he was like a treasurer in Jesus' movement. Just think about it. Jesus and 12 disciples, and there were more than 100 people following Jesus, and there were so many money issues, finance issues, and he was the treasurer. He must have been smart. You know what? Whenever I think about church finance, I really love our treasurer. They are dealing with so many tough stuff and finance people. They are somehow behind the stage, but checking all the numbers, smart people. He was one of them. If I find the treasurer, that person should be the one that I trust. He was that person to Jesus. And he walked all over the Holy Land with Jesus. He watched him, Jesus, heal the sick, open the eyes of the people who were not able to see, and listen to Jesus preaching and teaching. And he was sent with the other disciples, two by two, to preach the good news. He did everything. He did everything. But somehow, along the way, he became conflicted in his relationship with Jesus. He was one of the faithful disciples of Jesus, but he began to be away, drifted away. And he began to have a second thought. It is possible the second thought came in because of the kind of Messiah Jesus was proving himself, and it was different from what he thought it would be. He was clearly expecting Jesus to be the Messiah. He was dreaming Jesus will be the king and save the people. Judas was expecting the liberation. Jesus would be the liberator. But Jesus comes and he doesn't seem interested in raising any army. He doesn't seem interested in overthrowing the Roman Empire. In fact, all he did was finding a people, marginalized people, finding a people who had some physical difficulties, and he healed the people. Even he healed the Roman soldiers. And he called Roman authority a faithful disciple. He shows grace, mercy, and love to them. It was confusing. And I think this is captured in a rock opera, Jesus Christ the Superstar. I think many of you have seen that, right? I find a relatively new version of this opera, rock one. So let's take a look. And you may see him confused. Do you feel his confusion and agony? Yes. I mean, he's listening to Jesus preaching, but Judas gets confused more and more and more. Jesus says, love your enemy. Jesus might have thought, what kind of strategy is that? It's nonsense. His name is Judas. Judas Iscariot. A great jealous. Love your enemy? Pray for those who persecute you? Turn the other cheek when they punch your cheek? No, that's not going to happen. If a Roman soldier wants to carry a bag for a mile, which was legal, Jesus said, go 1 mile more. What kind of a strategy is that? Maybe Judas, he might have thought, I didn't sign up for this. That is not what I'm looking for. I mean, I like you, Jesus, I love you, but that is not really what I want. My king is not going to die. My king is going to kill and rule. This is what Judah might have thought. At the beginning of this sermon, I mentioned we all have a little bit of Judas in us. We find ourselves conflicted with Jesus and Jesus' teaching. We find Jesus' solution of things and his value and his moral and ethics sometimes disturb us. We think they don't fit. What do we think it is in our time? Maybe we may think, okay, Jesus, I love you, but you didn't have cell phone. You didn't have laptop or all the technology. And complicate things. Okay, here is Jesus. It is a real world we are living in. And this is how we are supposed to live and do the things. And we try to have in a small box our devotion to Jesus and say, this is how we live. What can be the things our confusion? What are the things we are confused and struggle? Sometimes it is about money, and it is a tax season, so sometimes it is about tax report. You know, a few years ago, I received a letter from IRS. They said, okay, Paul, you should pay $600 more. Okay, I did whatever my tax guy said. Okay, then I received it. Okay, here's a check. Then about a month ago, I received another letter. Oh, you overpaid your tax. We don't like that. You get it back. Interesting. So anyway, if you want to overpay your tax, then you're not going to be happy with that. But they are not going to be happy when you try to find all the way to reduce your tax illegally, right? Sometimes legal or illegal stuff. Sometimes it is about power. Sometimes it is about sexual desire. Sometimes it is about a gun. We may be divided when we talk about that, but it is true. With a gun, we have a chance to be a person whom we want to try to protect from. There are thousands of other things that might be in conflict between our desire of the things that are happening in our lives and our desire follow Jesus. And this Lenten season is all about self-reflection, self-examination, and repentance, going back to Jesus. And I'm wondering, in what way are we Judas? Where are we struggling with possibly betraying Jesus? The things we do when no one else is looking at. We are all Judas. I am Judas somehow. In my temptation, We are all struggling at some point in our lives, in our thoughts, word, and deed, by what we have done and what we have left undone. I am Judas. But good news is, God knows you and me. God knows all the thought and deed we have done and we are doing. But God loves you and me. And God is the God of the second chance, and God is still calling us to turn to God in our thoughts, word, and deed, in our faith journey. In this season of Lent, let us look at Judas in ourselves, our struggle, our confusion, and change it, and return to God. Amen. During the week, our Wednesday Bible study, we talk about two people at the cross. We know there were two people on one side.